love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Welcome back to the series predictions episode. We have between the Boston Red Sox and the Atlanta Braves. All of us expecting this to be very, very quick. The first game starters, we have Mr. Morton, who has done very well this year against TBD. And I know we had a lot of TBD talk last time, Cody. Who do you have in game one?
Charlie Morton is such a mixed bag against the Red Sox, right? You look at, you know, kind of his career, he's had 14 appearances against us, whether that be, you know, Pittsburgh, Houston, Tampa Bay, or Atlanta. And he's got a record of 8-1 against us, right? Face value, you're like, oh man, that's not good, right? This guy has our number, he's carving us up, you know, but he's also been on historically pretty good teams, right? You know, obviously he had that thing humming in Houston. Tampa's been good forever, and you know, Atlanta's obviously the world beaters right now. But tucked underneath that, he also has a 3.95 ERA against us, and he's given up 5 earned runs quite a few times. I want to go with the Red Sox in game one. I think, you know, we're going to take the momentum coming off a lot of singles, a lot of, you know, seeing eye ground balls. I think we're, hey, Charlie, what's going on, buddy? I like Red Sox in game one. We're going to find a way to do it. That's what this team has been about all year. Nobody really kind of believed in them in the offseason, and we found our ourselves a way to even be in the conversation to be buyers at the deadline. Red Sox in game one. What do you guys got?
Terry.
Morton did pitch probably one of his best outings against us this season. And he went 6 innings, just 2 earned runs. And this Braves team, like you said, they're the world beaters. On this day, you would pick them to probably win the World Series. They're that good, and they've done it recently. So it's not like, you know, they haven't done it before. But Ronald Acuna, I mean, probably going to be the MVP this year. Matt Olson is a murderer, is an unconvicted murderer. Just having a great year in Atlanta. That was a great trade that they made. Austin Riley in the last 7 days has hit 6 home runs. Dude is just going off. And when you look at the probable alignment, I think we're going to go with the tried and true Bernardino-Nick Pivetta combo. Pivetta got rocked against them earlier this year. And, you know, he spent the earliest part of his career in the National League East. So I don't see this going too well for the Red Sox in game one. I think I have to pick the Braves.
I admire Cody's heroism and boldness and tennis skills and like everything. I can't do it. Terry, you touched up on Ronald Acuna. You touched up on Austin Riley. You touched up on Matt Olson. You left out a couple other guys that can also mash. Ozzy Albies, Marcell Ozuna, Eddie Rosario, even Orlando Arcia is getting in on the fun. They have one of the best catchers in baseball in Sean Murphy. It's like murderers, rows. You want to not pitch one person. Okay, cool. Then we'll pitch to Matt Olson. Okay, we're not going to pitch to Olson. Oh, now you got to deal with Austin Riley. Their entire offense is lethal, where we have like one or two holes and maybe that doesn't work out. Their entire team are stars. And it's really not going to matter who you put in there. I have the Braves winning game one. I don't have the stones to pull off what Cody just tried. I just can't do it. Matt Olson last year only had 34 home runs. He played every single game of the year. Had 103 RBIs, hit 240, a little bit lower than, you know, what he did the year before that in Oakland. And he had a career year, 39 homers, 111 RBIs. He has played 64 less games this year, and he has 32 home runs and 80 RBIs. He's about to blow everyone away with numbers this year. I think he's going to hit 45 or more home runs. I think 120 RBIs is still a possibility for Olson. He's going to be challenging Ronald Acuna for MVP in the National League. It's really only a couple of teams that have stars. Braves are going to absolutely smash in game one. Game two, this hurts me to say it, but you got Brian Bayo, the darling. I love him, and I just literally one of the two pitchers by name that I would struggle to pick Bayo over is Spencer Strider. And coincidentally enough, that is who he's facing game two. Spencer Strider, Brian Bayo. Cody, you have the floor again.
Optimism ends here. Strider has been remarkable. Olson was, I believe, my NL pick for the MVP. And, you know, in a myriad of bad projections, at least it looks like somewhere within the ballpark for that one. As much of a revelation as Bayo has been, I don't think this offense is enough to overcome Strider and keep, you know, the bats of Atlanta down. I think we split the two-game series before a getaway day to San Francisco.
Cody? Terry?
I ain't that good looking. So basically, I'm taking the Braves. Bayo's coming off of his worst start of the season. So even if we lose the game, if you can get Bayo through six innings with three earned runs, I would call that a successful bounce back against that offense. We talked about, I think Charlie pointed out, the number of strikeouts Spencer Strider has, and I'm starting to wonder, he's got 189 right now. Can he get to 300?
It's going to happen.
You think so? Okay. I thought, you know, it might be a bit of a stretch, but maybe we'll get one of those Alex Cora special lineups, you know, with Devers, Duran, Yoshida, and Turner all getting the day off or something like that. And, you know, and then he'll get 16 or 17 strikeouts this game against us. But I can't pick Brian Bayo to beat Spencer Strider, so I'm gonna take the Braves to sweep us in a quick two game set.
Unfortunately, I'm in the same boat. This is a guy who's running an 11-3 record. This guy has struck out 10 or more, I think, 9 times this year. I have to double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. I was close. Started the year off striking out 9 or more, 5 in a row. Like, the guy is just an absolute stud. Spencer Strider is one of the only two people that, if they're going against Brian Bayo, unfortunately, I can't pick Brian Bayo. Just, you can't do it. Spencer Strider is arguably the best pitcher in baseball. Cody, you and I actually both had Corbin Burnes winning the NL Cy Young. I know, because Burnes has been anything but Burnsy this year. But Spencer Strider, I feel like Spencer Strider is like a lock for the NL Cy Young every year that Shohei Ohtani is a lock in the American League for MVP. It's, I mean, he's that good moving forward. I just foreshadowed my NL Cy Young for next year. The guy's an absolute star. But Terry, you and I, we have our team getting swept. Cody, the only one with the shield on, 1-1. Micah, if you listen, I'm sorry that you again have to deal with another difficult series. Terry, anything else you want to add?
You know, we might have an ace in Bayo, but the Braves have a generational superstar in Strider. So,
absolutely.
That's the difference.
Cody?
If we win game one, I'm going to be insufferable. Just want to let you guys know that.
You that need happen. To be, because you know I would be. You know, yep. So you got to be just lay it on thick.
Exactly. Perfect. Well, that is going to wrap it up for all of us here tonight. Want to thank all of our loyal listeners and first-time ones as well. Everyone have a great night. Take care.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.